Last week, Taylor Swift released a new album called Midnights. I am not talking about that today. When an artist who is as huge as Taylor Swift releases an album, reviews of that album flow in seemingly from every direction. Those reviews range from things like, "This is the best album of all time," to, "Taylor Swift is a terrible songwriter, singer, and musician." While the extreme reviews may be representative of a world focused on getting clicks rather than honest and thoughtful engagement, even that isn't what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the responses to the reviews. When a positive review is posted, inevitably there's been a backlash against it from those who disagree. When a negative review is posted, the reviewer has been bombarded with Swift apologists trying to change their minds. It's as though we've lost the capacity to allow others to have their own take on something without starting a fight. We've lost the capacity to just be satisfied and at peace with our own sense of something. And that is what we're going to talk about today on the Covenant Weekly Podcast, Season 2, Episode 6, As For You. So the other day, I had a local political candidate show up at my door to try to get me to vote for them. I had already voted, so they smiled and said, "I hope you voted the right way." And I knew that they meant, "I hope you voted for me." But so often we do slide into the perspective that what I think is the best way, or what I think is the most accurate thought, or what I think is the clearest perspective is the best way. But for most things in life, there's space for personal opinion. This is true, especially of most art and entertainment. Or the issues are so complicated that it's actually quite reasonable for someone else to have a different perspective, depending on what variables they're prioritizing. Ideally, we could live in a world where if someone has a different perspective, we could learn and listen and ask questions and be moved into deeper consideration. Instead, all too often, we fight. In fighting, we try to become more deeply entrenched in our current standpoint and from there, change the other person's view. There's a brief encounter at the end of John's Gospel that suggests perhaps a better way for those of us that align with Jesus. In the encounter, Jesus gives Peter a small glimpse of what's going to happen to him later in his life. Peter's response to that is to look over his shoulder at the one described as the disciple Jesus loved, presumably John, and ask, "What about him, Lord?" Peter is focused on trying to figure out John's journey, rather than heeding Jesus' words about his own. Jesus will have no part of that and says, "What is that to you? As for you, follow me." Three quick things to highlight from Jesus' response. The first is found in the language Jesus uses. You know, "Peter, you follow me." This highlights the fact that life with God is a journey. We are meant to be following Jesus on a path, not to try to establish ourselves in a fixed position. If your perspective hasn't changed, if your mind hasn't changed, if your life hasn't changed, if your love hasn't changed in a year or 5 or 20, it's worth asking yourself if you've really been following Jesus where he's been leading. Now, there are certainly other biblical metaphors, like Jesus being a firm foundation, but even then, it's the foundation that stays firm. That's different than saying what is built on that foundation has never changed over time. The biblical image of following Jesus along the path, the road, or in his words, the way he leads, is one of the most common and important ones for us to grasp. This is a journey. The second quick thing to notice is that John's journey with Jesus will be different than Peter's journey with Jesus. While we may walk together, our exact steps with Jesus cannot and will not be the same. And that leads to the obvious third thing to see, that Jesus calls Peter to walk his journey, not to try and figure out John's journey. He needs to have enough humility to let go of trying to control others' journeys and enough focus to walk his own. If we're busy trying to convince or control others because they disagree with us, or if we're working to more deeply entrench ourselves where we currently are, we're not following Jesus on our own journey. Now, following Jesus doesn't mean we're not concerned about others. It doesn't mean we don't listen to or take advantage of opportunities to share our stories. In fact, listening to others and sharing our own stories are primary ways God helps us to follow. But at the end of the day, we will all, individually and collectively, live and love best when we heed Jesus' invitation. As for you, follow me. I really want to highlight our push to get all of our church contact information up to date over the next few weeks. We have paper copies of information update forms available at the church building, or you can go to our website, www.covenantchurch.ca, and click on the red banner across the top of the page to go to the electronic form. Even if you are certain that we have all of your correct information, please take a few moments to fill out this form to help us make sure of it. Don't forget about our weekly ministries, our Men's Connection on Tuesdays at 10, our Women's Bible Study on Wednesdays at 10, and our Midweek Youth Program on Wednesday evenings. This coming Sunday, we'll be continuing in Matthew 5 by looking at how Jesus points us forward beyond laws about vows or oaths in verses 33 to 37. I'm looking forward to being together Sunday morning. And finally, I want to remind you that the Celebration of Life for Mac Dixon is at our church building, 95 Robert Street East in Penetang, this coming Saturday morning at 11 a.m. with a luncheon to follow. As we move through this week, may we move through it focused on our own journey with Jesus, leaving room and space for others on their journey. And as we do so, may we be released to listen to and love each other well. May you enjoy the peace of Christ with you this week. God bless.